Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 72. This chapter is 20 psukim in it. This also marks the end of the second book of Tehillim. As we mentioned in the Tanakh Daily Tehillim introduction, David wrote five books of Tehillim, which corresponds to the five books of Torah. Because a person is supposed to turn their Torah into tefillah by davening for what you learned about. Now for the chapter summary. David prayed this for his son Shlomo, the next king of Yisrael. He asked Hashem to give Shlomo a heart that understands, to be able to discern between honesty and corruption, to give his son extra wisdom and insight, to be able to fairly judge the poor and downtrodden. These people are normally subject to abuse and corruption, while the upper class maintains its higher status. David also prays for Shlomo to achieve world fame and for his dominion over the surrounding nations. David maintains this prestige should be made through being kind to the needy and poor, not through ambition and cruelty. David asks for physical and spiritual prosperity during his son Shlomo's reign, and the prayer ends with David giving blessings and thanks to God. And that marks the end of the second book of Tehillim. Now for the highlight verse. In the last verse in the chapter, it states in verse 20, Kalu tfilos David ben Yishai. This ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. There's a classic question over here. Is this really the end of David's Tehillim? Did David really finish saying the Tehillim? The Gemara explains on the words, Kalu tfilos, this ends the prayers, and reads it as Kol elu tfilos David ben Yishai. All these are the prayers of David ben Yishai, which means indeed David would regularly say all the Tehillim, even if they weren't written by him. Alternatively, it's brought in Sefer Toras Menachem. Some people have the custom to recite the Psalms of their age every day from here, because according to the opinion, the first and second Psalm are really one. This chapter would really be the 71st, which corresponds to the last year of David's life, who only lived 70 years. That's why it says this marks the end of David's Tehillim, because he died the year saying this one. Last but not least, the Medrash Tehillim explains the word kalu end also comes from the word kalsanafshi, my soul yearns. Therefore, this chapter would mark the end of David's prayers regarding the yearning of the soul. That's why he ends the second book with it. It's also important to mention, Rav Steinsaltz explains on his Perush of Tehillim that the first two books of Tehillim were by and large written and organized by David, and therefore his name is included in almost every single one of them. But from the third book onwards, although David said them, the Tehillim do not mostly mention his name. On a personal note, I'm looking forward to starting the third book of Tehillim with everyone. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.